AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Western allies say Russia isn't telling the truth about pulling troops away from the border with Ukraine. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace.
We've seen an increase of troops over the last 48 hours, up to 7,000. We've seen a bridge constructed from Belarus into Ukraine or near Ukraine. And I think we should, as I've said, we'll take them at their word, but we're going to judge Russia by their actions. And at the moment, the troop buildup continues.
The expected attack Wednesday didn't come, leading Ukrainians to hold public celebrations while resolving to face down any Russian threat. France and the EU are pulling their forces out of Mali. They say the government there isn't doing its part in fighting extremists. Masking and vaccine rules are changing throughout the U.S. today. Philadelphia and Seattle will no longer require patrons of restaurants and other indoor events to show proof of vaccination. Federal health officials are cheering a steep drop in the nation's COVID infection rate. White House coordinator Jeff Zients.
The CDC is looking at all of its guidance, including mask guidance, in light of declining cases and hospitalizations.
President Biden today will highlight how his infrastructure law will help clean up and restore the Great Lakes and surrounding waterways during a visit to Ohio. A government report finds former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke used his office to advance a commercial development project in his Montana hometown. Our Mike Gracia reports.
According to the report, Zinke lied to an agency ethics official about his involvement. Zinke, a Republican, is running for Congress in Montana. His campaign blasted the investigative report as a political hit job.
A New York judge will hear arguments today on whether former President Trump should be forced to give sworn statements about his financial reports and asset valuations. Storms predicted throughout much of the U.S. today, with snow in the Plain States. This is AP News. An analysis by the Associated Press finds the Canadian protests that blocked major border crossings were largely funded by American anti-vaccine groups and even some elected officials.
Hundreds of 18-wheelers, their drivers, and other protesters remained in the streets of Ottawa, Canada's capital city. Minister of Public Safety Marco Mendocino says the organizers and leaders of the protest have a violent agenda.
At the core of the movement is anger, animosity, and in far too many cases, violence.
Mendocino says those behind the standoff are
driven by an extremist ideology where might makes right.
Ottawa's interim police chief warns officers will take action to end what he calls an unlawful protest. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Justice Department's launching a new initiative aimed at identifying companies that might exploit supply chain disruptions in the U.S. to make higher profits. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.